It is by the Lord's grace and mercy that this is the 28th year of this Christian conference.
靠着主的恩典, 我们来到今年第28届的,
I think I have been to most of them.
大部分我都参加了。But
most of the time I was working with the young people.
但在那些早年我都是跟年轻人在一起的。
But I was very happy to sneak into the back of the room and listen to our brothers sharing the Word of God during these conferences.
那些年间我常常坐在后面听其他的弟兄们交通。
And again, I'm glad to be here.
再说我实在非常高兴今天能够在这里。
In Hebrews chapter 13,
我们看希伯来书13章,
it says in verse 14,
第14节这样说,
For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
For 28 years we've been gathering together and pitching a tent.
在这过去28年，我们这样聚集，我们好像在帐篷里。
We have no home on this earth.
因为在地上我们没有长远的家。
This time we're in the Sonoma Valley.
这一次我们是在索诺玛这一个山谷里头。
We don't live here, but we have pitched our tent together.
我们并不住在这里，我们在这里支搭帐篷。
There must be some desire that draws us.
我们里面有一个吸引，被吸引来这里。
Even as we sang these songs tonight.
今天晚上我们唱的这两首诗歌。
The tabernacle is our consideration.
我们的主题这次就是帐幕。
And the tabernacle is a love story.
这个会幕是一个爱的故事。
God wants to dwell with man.
要表达神愿意住在人中间。
This is what draws us together.
这就是吸引我们的原因。
In our Lord's heart, He has always desired our fellowship and love.
我们的主一直有这样的一个盼望，能够所有的人能够跟他在爱里面能够聚集在一起。
And this tremendous love of God and grace and mercy is shown by the tabernacle.
神的这一个奇妙的大爱，借着这一个帐幕的思想来启示给我们。
Now we have much in the scripture regarding this matter.
在圣经里面对这个点有许许多多的记载。
One of our brothers will be taking the Old Testament tabernacle and its pattern.
一位弟兄，我们会照着旧约里面神启示给我们的会幕来说明。
Another one of our brothers will share on Jesus as the realization of the New Testament tabernacle.
第二位弟兄就会从新约里面主耶稣的本身把这一个会幕的思想更深一层次的启示给我们。
And another brother will share on the better covenant as the definition of our life in this tabernacle.
然后第三位弟兄就会从一个更美的约，从这个约的角度来看这一个思想。
And yet another brother will share from Revelation as the final realization of this tabernacle comes down in all her glory.
最后第四个弟兄呢，他就会从启示录的眼光，也就在勇士的里面，这一个神的帐幕怎么样表现？
Now what's left?
那就还有什么剩下来的吗？
Two verses is what they gave me.
所以他们就给我两节圣经。
And these verses actually are sort of a postscript or final thought.
这是最后的,
And actually, it wasn't even my choice. A brother said, here, you take this. I'll take yours.
这两节圣经也不是我最后的选择,是别的弟兄告诉我,你就讲这个两节吧。
So what are those two verses?
那两节是什么呢?
We find them in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
在希伯来书第八章第二节。 希伯来书第八章。
Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man.
我们所讲的事其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事这帐幕是主所知的不是人所知的。And
so by the Lord's grace, I want to share on the simple thoughts of one, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
所以我的部分呢,我就要借着这两节来表达,这里有一个真帐幕,这个真帐幕是神所知的,不是人所做的。And
then tomorrow night, Lord willing, on we have such a high priest.
那明天晚上主若许可,我们再交通第二个题目呢,就是我们有这一位大祭司。Now
we have sojourned to this place.
我们大家都是从外地旅行过来的。
We pitched our tabernacle.
我们在一起支搭这个帐幕。
But now let's just pray for the Lord's presence.
让我们祷告求主与我们同在。
As we've gathered together in Jesus' name.
在我们奉主耶稣的名这样聚集。
Our Lord, we come to you, such a great high priest.
亲爱的主,我们聚集在你的面前,你是我们的大祭司。
We worship and praise you.
我们敬拜赞美你。
That you came down to tabernacle among men.
因为你是你自己来到我们中间支搭帐幕。
We see your great love for us.
我们看见你对我们的大爱。
And this gathers us together.
你把我们聚集在一起。
We are unworthy of such a gathering.
我们根本不配这样的聚集。
That you would place your tent over us.
你居然在人的中间来支搭你的帐幕。
But so you have chosen to do by your grace.
因为靠着你的恩典这样的拣选。
Now, great high priest, we ask that you would minister life to us tonight.
因此我们就求大祭司今天晚上把你的生命请到下来。
That you would strengthen our tired bodies.
你也加添我们每一个人疲乏身体的力量。
And renew that deep desire within our hearts.
因为我们里面求你更新我们那一个心思。
To dwell in your tabernacle all the days of our life.
让我们一生一世都住在你的帐幕中。
Give us such a heart as we're gathered together here this week.
求你把这样的意念赏给我们。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Some have been gathering for many years.
我们中间有些人已经有这样的聚集好多年了。
It's actually this year, 40 years ago, that I met my brother, Peng.
40年前,就在这一天,我碰到彭弟兄。
We were both little children.
我们那时候都是小朋友。
And I also met my brother, Stephen Kang.
那个时候我们也遇见江弟兄。
At that time, 40 years ago, I was a pastor in a church in North Carolina.
40年前,我在北卡州一个教会做一个牧师。
But in my sojourn through life, I met my two brothers.
在我这样短暂的人生中,我就碰到这两个弟兄。
And in the course of time, I heard our brother Stephen Kang share light from heaven regarding the tabernacle.
也就在那一段时间,我们江弟兄就把这一个天上的光带给我们,听到天上有这个真帐幕。
By God's mercy, I saw some light.
在那个时候靠着主的恩典,主开了我的眼睛,看见光。
And since that time, I've found myself outside the camp, sojourning in a tabernacle.
所以自从那个时段以后,我就变成一个在营外这个寄居的人了。We
have been a number of places.
我们也这些年经过许许多的地方。We
have fellowshipped and lived among God's people in some different towns.
在不同的地方,我就跟不同的居住在一起交通神的话语。But
we have never found our home.
当然在地上我们永远找不到我们自己的家。We've
had blessing together.
我们都从神得着许多的祝福。Surely
you have been in some assembly of God's people where there was great blessing in life.
当然我们在座每一位弟兄,你都在不同的地方有自己的一些弟兄姊妹在一起聚集。But
we have not found home. Our home is in heaven.
We
wait for our Lord. He is building his house. But until he comes and puts the top stone on it, it still remains in need.
要回来之前要把这个房顶石放上建筑才是完成。
There are a number of you who have desired to build the tabernacle according to the pattern from heaven.
我们在座有一些弟兄们就有这样的愿望，能够照着天上的样式来建这个房子。
We have come to many conferences to hear this living way.
我们也参加了许许多多的特会来认识这个神的心意。
And yet we're humbled by how little we have progressed.
但是我们实在在神的面前必须谦卑自己，我们的进步太慢了。We've
made many mistakes.
因为我们犯了许许多多的错误。
But the Lord keeps tabernacling among us.
但是无论如何，主仍然住在我们中间。We
pray that he would give us tonight just a little insight into this true tabernacle which is above, which the Lord pitched and not man.
所以我今天的祷告乃是说，主，求你今天晚上让我们能够摸到这一个在天上的那一个真帐幕，是神所知的，不是人所见的。In
the timing of things, I have been asked to share first in this conference.
那在这一次的聚会里头，弟兄们安排我是头第一个晚上来讲。Now
I want us all to stand firmly believing that the Lord says, I will build my church.
我盼望我们在座每一个弟兄姊妹都能够从心里面有个坚信，主耶稣自己所说的，我要建我的教会。And
that we believe that the Lord Jesus loved us and gave himself for us.
我们深深地相信主耶稣爱我们，也为我们舍己。That
he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle.
他要把他的教会
By faith, we stand on this ground.
靠着主，我们站在这个立场上。What
the Lord says, He will do.
主所应许的，他一定要做成。And
for us who are here upon this earth,
今天我们在地上的这一群人,
the Lord desires to tabernacle among us.
主有一个愿望，能够在我们中间支搭他的帐幕。But
we want to begin tonight with a directive word.
今天我们开始的时候，我们就要从主所愿的这一个话来说。Because
it's been laid to my responsibility to share on this matter of the true tabernacle in heaven.
所以我在开始的时候就要把这一个真帐幕的话语摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
And so tonight we want to begin by looking away from those things here upon this earth.
那因着这个缘故，我们就要把我们的眼光从这个地的水平离开。
And to realize what God has already done in heaven.
来真正的认识神在天上已经做成的是什么。
You know, we often, too often, focus on things of that are around us on earth.
因为我们大部分的时间，我们是被地上在我们周遭的这些事物所限制。Even
this earthly tabernacle of the church where we assemble.
甚至我们的眼光常常只注意我们所聚会的那个小小的聚会而已。I
think of the Apostle Paul.
想到保罗。He
was writing to the Colossians.
他写信给哥罗西的教会。And
the Colossians were getting caught up in trying to be more holy.
那那一帮弟兄姊妹呢，就一直要努力的怎么样能够更圣洁。They
were studying religious philosophy that they thought would make them more perfect.
他们在那里读这些宗教的哲学，让他们更完美。But
to our brothers in Colossae, Paul said,
但是保罗就对这些哥罗西的圣徒们这样说。If
you have risen with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
如果你已经与基督一同复活，你就应该是思想在上面的事，不要思想在地上的事。
Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of this earth.
把你的整个的这一个爱情是注目在天上，而不是注目在地上。
For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命是藏在基督里头。
When Christ appears, we shall be like him.
当他显现的时候，我们都要像他。
What a focus Paul gave to these Colossian Christians.
所以你从保罗这个话里头，你就知道保罗要加这个哥罗西的圣徒有这样清晰的焦点。
It's necessary at times for us to look away from these things on earth and look in heaven at what's been done.
我们必须从地上的这些人事物转向天上神已经做成的事。
Now it's true we still live on earth. All of us know that.
当然我们每一个人今天都活在地上，这是我们都知道的。
But we forget sometimes, we also live in heaven.
但是我们忘掉的部分是神也告诉我们，我们其实也在天上。
The writer to Hebrews is exhorting the Christians to enter into the Holy of Holies with the Lord.
希伯来书的作者就在那边鼓励圣徒们，我们要往上看到那一个在天上的真帐幕。
We may live in this earthly tabernacle, but we have a place in heaven, in the Holy of Holies with our Lord.
虽然我们身体是在地上，这个暂时的帐幕，但是神要我们的眼睛注意在天上，神在天上为我们做了什么。
And so before we take up all of these matters of the tabernacle here on earth,
那在我们还没有讲这个神早年的时候怎么样启示这个会幕给犹太人的时候
Let's look at this true tabernacle in heaven.
让我们先看看这个 天上的这本质
Now first of all, let's ask this question. What is a tabernacle?
第一个问题什么是帐幕
Here it says a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle.In verse 2 of chapter 8.
在第二节这个第八章里面所说的就是真帐幕。
What is a tabernacle?
什么是这个帐幕?
It's a covering.
是一个遮盖。
It's a tent.
是一个帐篷。
It's a defined place.
是一个定义好的一个地方。
And it's created for the purpose of fellowship between God and man.
这个地方是神要跟人相会的地方。
We have seen the tabernacle in the wilderness here on earth in the Old Testament.
你在旧约里头，神曾经启示过一个帐幕给犹太人。
But notice what it says here.
在这句话里头。
The true tabernacle God pitched, not man.
这里的重点是这一个真帐幕是神制搭的，不是人所建的。
Now,Until by God's mercy I began to see this, I thought the church was completely an earthly thing.
在神没有把这句话启示给我之前，我当年的理解，所谓的教会，这是一个完全神在地上的工作。
And since I knew the church only as an earthly institution of God's people,
那个时候我只知道所谓的教会，这是神在地上子民所组建的一个
I thought you just built that church according to scripture, and matured this church through the word of God.
那只要我们好好的在地上把这一群人，怎么样让他们在属灵上成熟，这个工作就完成了。
I never knew that the church was to correspond to the true tabernacle in heaven.
那个时候我从来不知道这个地上的教会是跟天上的真帐幕是连在一起的。
I didn't know that the church as a tabernacle had its heavenly origins.
这个帐幕的起始点是在天上开始的。
You know, Moses, it says here in chapter 8,
在第八章这里说,
in verse 5,
第五节,
those who serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle, for see, he says,that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mount.
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说， 你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Now, this is a most extraordinary thing.
这是很特殊的一件事。
Up on the Mount of God, Moses saw this true tabernacle in heaven.
那一天神把他带在西乃山的时候，他就看见那个天上的真帐幕。
Of course, he only saw it as a pattern, as a shadow, as a copy.
他看的就是一个他的影像，他的形状。
But that which he could see, he faithfully reproduced on earth.
那他把所看见的那一个，很忠心的在地上就照着那个样式来造了一个。
Now how precious that Moses could be such a faithful servant.
是摩西能够这样忠心的照着那个山上的样式来造那个会幕，感谢主。
As all the furnishings were constructed just exactly according to this pattern,
那个地上的帐幕是完完全全仿照天上的样式而造的。
Moses had little idea that what he was doing was presenting in type our Lord Jesus Christ.
在摩西做这件事的时候，可能他并不知道他神要求他这样做真是要借着这个地上的帐幕来表明耶稣基督的丰富。
But so faithful was his construction of the tabernacle that we can see Jesus when we look at its various parts.
所以当我们在地上看会幕的每一个部分的时候，我们就了解我们的主在他的丰富里面所要启示给我们的真理。
Now the church today is just not a gathering of God's people on earth.
在地上的教会不是仅仅把神的儿女聚一聚而已。
It's supposed to come from a correspondence to that true tabernacle in the heavens.
这个聚集必须跟天上这个本体有关系才可以。
Although we're upon this earth, and although we're imperfect and sinners,
我们在地上，我们是罪人，我们并不完美，这是事实。
The church on earth should so correspond with that which is in heaven, so that people can see Jesus in the tabernacle.
所以我们这些不完美的人聚集的时候，我们因为跟天上的实体连在一起的时候，人看见我们就可以知道主是怎么一回事。
But this is why it's so important that we see something of this true tabernacle in order to faithfully live it out here upon this earth.
所以对每一个基督徒来讲，我们对天上的这个本体必须有一个透彻的认识，这样我们在地上为主做见证的时候才准确。
So here is a true tabernacle.
这里我们先看这个真帐幕。
The Lord pitched it.
是神所建的。
When did he pitch it?
他什么时候支搭的？
Before creation.
在创世之前。
Now look at chapter 9 and verse 11.
第九章第十一节。
It mentions again this true tabernacle.
再说一次这个真帐幕。
But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come,He entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大、更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的。
Now here we need to speak of a mystery.
这里我们就要来讲一个奥秘。
You know, God is eternal.
神是永远的神。
He pitched this true tabernacle before creation.
他在勇士里面老早就支搭了这个帐幕，在还没有创造这个宇宙之前。
He created it eternally for fellowship.
这个帐幕是为着永远的里面所造的，为着一个交通。
And from the beginning, the Father and the Son have had fellowship in this living tabernacle in the heavens.
那个交通的里面就是父子他们在那里的交通。
It says it's a perfect tabernacle there in verse 11.
这里第十一节说这是一个完美的神的座位。
It also says it is a greater tabernacle.
而且这里说是一个更大的帐幕。
Now, The fact that the writer says it's greater means there's some correspondence with these tabernacles here on earth.
那这里的更大是真真相对于地上那个小的帐幕。
This tabernacle which has been pitched in heaven is eternal.
这个在天上的帐幕是永远的帐幕。
It's pitched by God.
是神执搭的。
Love is there.
那里有神的爱。
Life is there.
神的生命。
What does it look like?
它外什么？你看起来像什么呢
？Well, we cannot imagine its fullness.
我们当然用我们自己的想象是很难去想象的。
I think when we look in Revelation chapter 4, we see a little glimpse.
在启示录第四章，我们可以约大概的摸琢磨一点。
At least we see a few of the components of this true tabernacle.
起码我们看到在这个真帐幕里面的一个部分。
The first thing we see in Revelation chapter 4,
我们第四启示录第四章你可以看到一个部分
There's the throne
你看到宝座
That's always the holy of holies of the tabernacle
那就告诉我们这里就是帐真帐幕的至圣所
God is there
因为神在那里
And then immediately around the throne there are four living beings
在宝座的四周有四个活物
Now in the original version it says there are just four living ones
在原文就说有四个活的
Because where God dwells, there's life, life, Zoe, life, uncreated life.
在那里要启示给我们，在神宝座前，第一个现一个很重要的事，就是一个活的生命。
Of course, what's the covering?
那么什么是这个罩子呢
？A tabernacle must have a covering.
一个帐幕一定有一个它的顶棚。
It's glory.
那这个顶棚就是神的荣耀
Glory covers this.
神的荣耀笼罩着整个
And what do you sense inside? There's a presence inside.
那在里面的实体是什么呢
Holy, holy, holy.
那个声音就是圣哉圣哉圣哉
There is fellowship.
在那里有完美的交通
This has always been.
这是一直如此
And always will be.
而且到永远都是如此
It's an eternal fellowship of love.
这个是永远爱的交流。
It's now existing in the heavens.
已经存在在天上。
Now here is where we enter into the mystery.
那现在我们怎么样进入这一个奥秘呢
？In the fullness of time, our Lord Jesus came down and tabernacled in the flesh.
有一天，当时候满足，神的儿子自己道成肉身，在地上支搭帐幕。
And even though We didn't fully realize it.
我们那个时候根本不知道这回事。
Those who looked carefully at Jesus saw glory and life and grace.
那些有启示注目在这一位主耶稣身上的人就发现在他的身上你能够看到荣耀看到生命看到恩典。
Jesus was the tabernacle.Here among men.
在耶稣的身上你就看到那个真帐幕用主耶稣来到人中间来启示给我们。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙的思想吗
But he not only came among us.
他不但来到我们中间。
But he died and rose again.
他也死了而且复活了。
And now we look up in Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录的第五章你就看见。
And we see something happening.
在第五章有一个新的事物发生了。
Here is the tabernacle that always has been and always will be.
你在启示录看到神给我们看到这个真帐幕。
It is living, it is holy, it is glorious.
那一个是活的，是一个荣耀的，是有生命的。
It is perfect.
那个是完美的。
And yet, something has been added into that tabernacle.That came out of history.
然后你就看到在第五章的时候神加在这一个里面有一个新的元素。
For out of the midst of this throne of God came a newly slain lamb.
从宝座你就看到有一个刚刚被杀过的羊羔羊。
This lamb of God died on the cross in a moment of history in this world.
在人的历史的一刻，这个神的羔羊曾经到这个地上被杀。
And he rose again.
然后他从死里复活。
And he went before the Father.
他就申报神的宝座面前。
And he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty.
然后他就坐在宝至大宝座者的右边。
And what he did while he was here on earth added to that true tabernacle in heaven.
所以在那一刻你就看见耶稣在地上那一段时间十字架上所完成的这件事实加在这一个真帐幕的里面。
Now what can you add to something that's perfect?
在神的完美中你还能够加点什么呢？
It seems like you have everything.
那里已经是什么都有了。
But in this mystery of the correspondence of earth and heaven, something was added to that which was already perfect.
但是你稀奇的是在那个天上本来已经完美的事实里头神又把地上他儿子所成就的这个部分再加到那个完美的里头去。
Now, do you know what was added?
什么加进去了呢？
He brought many sons to glory.
那一个加进去的部分就是他带着许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
And now the fellowship is even more wonderful.
所以这个交通就更丰富了，更奇妙了。
More full of life.
充满了更多的生命。
The angels broke out in worship when the Lord Jesus took the scrolls.
所以当耶稣得到那个小卷的时候，所有的天使都在那里敬拜赞美神。
So here is a true tabernacle.
这里有一个真帐幕。
It always has been, always will be.
那是过去有，现在有，将来还要有的。
And right now, things are being taken from this earth and added into this true tabernacle until it becomes the new Jerusalem.
所以你就可以看到在启示录里面这个主耶稣把这个地上他所完成的这个部分带到这个天上的真帐幕里头，然后就朝着勇士新耶路撒冷去。
Now down, we're down here on earth.
今天我们在地上。
Now we're preaching the gospel.
今天我们传福音。
Praise God, some people get saved.
感谢主，有人得救。
Immediately, some living stones go into this true tabernacle.
你就可以看到这里有一个活石有被加在这一个帐幕里。
There are some saints going through trouble, and yet they hold on to the Lord faithfully. Some precious stones are added in the New Jerusalem.
在地上，圣徒们受了苦。这些石头就变成宝贵的石头，把它加在这一个真帐幕里。
So do you see something of this mystery?
所以你看到这一个奥秘吗？
It's very important what goes on here on earth.
所以你就知道今天地上所发生的，对基督徒发生的每一件事，在天上是非常重要的。
Why?
为什么？
Because everything that is touched by the life of God goes into this true tabernacle.
它的重要性就是每一个圣徒在我们的生地上的生命中被神所摸到的所做的都要加在那一个真帐幕里面。
So let me mention two angles of this mystery.
让我从两个角度来说明我讲的这个奥秘。
The first is regarding our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个角度是主耶稣基督本身。
As the Son of GodHe has always been fellowshipping with the Father in that true tabernacle.
以神儿子的身份，他一直跟父是在一起完美的交通。
In Hebrews chapter 1, the writer is careful to lay this foundation that the Son of God eternally has been in the heavens with his Father.
在希伯来书第一章，作者就要表明这个在父怀里的独生子，他一直是跟神有完美在永世中的交通。
But here's a mystery.
但是他奥秘是什么呢？
Our Lord Jesus came down to earth and tabernacled among us.
他道成肉身到地上来了。
Learned obedience as a man by the things that he suffered.
接着他在地上所受的苦难学了顺从顺服。
Died on the cross and rose again.
他死在十字架上，然后从死里复活。
And then went back up to heaven as the Son of Man in glory.
然后他升天的时候，是人子的身份出现在荣耀里头。
Son of God and Son of Man, all glorious at the right hand of the Father.
所以在那个时刻你看见的不单单耶稣是神的儿子，同时他也是人的儿子，同时出现在这个奥秘中来表现神的荣耀。
You see that?
你看到这个点没有？
The Son of God always has been, always will be.
以神子来说，他过去如何，他将来还是如何。
But Jesus also became the Son of Man.
但是这一刻你所看见的一个新的部分是人子的部分。
That he might bring many sons to glory in this fellowship in the true tabernacle.
接着这个地位，他要带许多的儿子从地上来到天上。
Now a second angle on the mystery.
第二个角度，这个奥秘。
Here we are down here on earth.
今天我们都在地上。
Pitching a tabernacle.
在这里支搭帐篷。
Trying to build as best we understand.
我们尽我们努力想要做建造。
Imperfect model.
是非常不完美的。
And yet everything that we really do by the life of God finds its place in the true tabernacle.
无论如何神借着我们他做他的工在我们的身上，然后每神所成就的那个部分都把它放在这一个真帐幕里。
Everyone who is saved, everyone who is sanctified finds correspondence in this true tabernacle.
每一个被主所拯救的，然后又被主所圣别的，然后神把他们放在这个真帐幕里。
And every good work, and every treasure in heaven, is added into this as well.
每一个宝贵的工作，每一个神所做的事，都是变成一个宝贝，放在有份于这个勇士的真帐幕。
So we read a passage as Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章
and verse 19,
第十九节。
Here on this earth there is something going on.
在地上有一些事正在进行。
There is a house being built.
有一个房子被建造。
A temple being built.
有一个殿被建造。
As it says, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but now you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
从第二章以弗所说的十九节开始，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠着他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So this passage says that we are being built and we are growing.
所以在这一段圣经里面告诉我们，我们一面被神建造，也同时在它里面一起增长。
And this is by the work of God.
这是神的作为。
And yet at the same time, it's already done.
同时呢，神老早都做好了。
It's important that we understand where our starting place is.
所以我们每一个基督徒必须很清楚地明白我们的起点在哪里。
If we are going to be faithful in building the tabernacle of God here on this earth so that he can dwell with us.
所以我们今天在地上要建立这个帐幕的时候，我们必须知道我们的起点清楚了，他才能够住在我们中间。
It begins by understanding what already has been done in heaven.
所以我们的第一要素就是说，神到底在天上已经做成了什么？这是起点。
Now we want to look at this matter of this building because we have a perspective given to us through history.
那么这个神的建造，我们就要从历史里头神在过去做了什么来理解。
The Lord loves us as His church.
主爱我们是因为是他的教会。
But we're all humbled by the history of the church and by the history of the assemblies in which we have been involved.
但是我们回头看看教会成长的历史，还有我们自己这个小小的教会的历史，我们实在在神面前只有谦卑的份。
Why isn't the bride ready yet?
为什么神的这个心腹一直没有准备好呢？
28 years, the burden has been to share here on the eternal purpose of God and the testimony of Jesus, and yet we still struggle in this matter of being a true tabernacle that corresponds to that which is in heaven.
28年来我们一直照着这一个负担年年来讲一直讲这一个题目，可是我们的进展却是这样的慢。
We see through church history that the church has gone up and down in its reality.
那我们回头看这个过去教会的历史是起伏上下这样的一个事实。
But often we haven't known why.
但是我们常常搞不清楚怎么回事，为什么是这个样子的呢？
When Hebrews chapter 8 talks about the true tabernacle, it's talking about the reality of tabernacle.
而我们读的这第八章希伯来书是讲到那一个真帐幕的实体是什么。
Where do we find the reality of that tabernacle in heaven here on earth?
所以今天我们要找的就是那一个天上的实体，今天在地上看得见吗？
Well, this is the way I would like to picture tonight the Lord's faithfulness.
所以我今天晚上要让弟兄姊妹来看耶稣的信实。
Now it says that our Lord has gone into heaven and sat down at the right hand of majesty.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们的主升天的时候就坐在父神至大宝座者的右边。
And yet we'll also speak tomorrow night further on this matter of the fact that he presently is interceding for us.
那明天晚上我们还要讲到这位大祭司为我们祷告。
Now let me just touch on one matter that our great high priest is doing.
那现在我要强调这一位在天上的大祭司他为我们做的。
Down through the history of the church, we have seen times when the Lord has recovered some of that reality from the true tabernacle.
你看这两千年的历史，我们天上的这位大祭司常常去恢复神要得着的那一个宝贵的真理见证。
Our Lord is the great high priest.Shines the lampstand from heaven, and we see reality.
只有当这位大祭司，天上的这位大祭司，在历史中，在把那一个金灯台的启示的亮光向我们地上的人来启示的时候
，We can't explain why he does what he does, but we know he's faithfully interceding for his church.
我们不知道主自己怎么样来做，但是我们知道他是信实的，一直在这历史中为他的教会代祷。
And he's wanting to recover reality, holiness, life, glory, even here on earth.
所以在这个历史中，他不断的要恢复那常常被我们失去的，不管是他自己的生命、他的荣耀、他自己的恩典等等。一步一步要恢复出来。
And so, the Lord Jesus, our high priest, reveals himself on earth.
所以这位大祭司就一直不断地向地上的儿女来显示、启示他的自己的那个实体。
And when he reveals himself, something of his reality becomes part of the tabernacle.
所以每一次他启示了他的自己的时候，那个实体就能够在我们身上来经历它。
Let me explain in a very simple way.
让我很简单的解释。
We all know that the reformers, including Martin Luther and John Calvin, John Knox, these men.
比如说在第十五世纪的时候，马丁路德做的那一批的圣徒们所做的恢复的工作。
They were raised up at a time where the church, for the most part.Was dwelling in the shadows, in darkness.
在那个时候，教会是在黑暗的里头，但是神借着这些弟兄们带下一些属灵的光。
We remember how our brother Martin Luther saw one day.
我们就记得马丁路德有一天看见了。
He had been justified by faith alone. in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
他在启示的里面了认识了我们是因信称义，完全是主耶稣他的牺牲完成这个救恩。
And he began to preach, saved by grace alone.
所以他就开始传这一个靠恩典得救的这一个真理。
And the light of the gospel shone in Europe.
所以这一个真理呢，就从欧洲开始。
Most of Northern Europe saw this gospel, and many people were saved.
所以在北欧开始了这一个真理的光照亮出来，许多的人蒙恩。
Now, if we could put this in terms of the tabernacle, it's as if Martin Luther had recovered that brazen altar of sacrifice in the outer court.
所以用这个地上帐这个帐篷的启示来说的话，马丁路德这位弟兄所恢复的就是那个帐篷的那个外院那个铜祭坛。
This doctrine of salvation by grace, which had laid in the shadows for centuries in the church, came to brilliant light as we saw the sacrifice of Jesus given on our behalf.
那个靠恩典得救的这个真理被蒙蔽，有很几百年、几百年很长的历史，终于在那个最黑暗的时候，神的光来到了，我们的弟兄讲出发表这个真理。
And so we know that in the 16th century there was this great recovery of this gospel.
所以在第十六世纪的时候，这个福音这个部分就恢复了。
And many people were added to the true tabernacle through the ministry of these reformers.
经过这一些弟兄们的见证，很多新的圣徒们被拯救，然后他们就被加在这一个真帐幕的里面。
But then, two centuries later came our brother John Wesley.
然后过了两个世纪之后，又有一个弟兄叫做卫斯理。
Now he was helped actually by some Moravians to understand this gospel of salvation by faith.
那么这个约翰卫斯理当时他自己怎么得救的？他是被一群 Moravian 的这些圣徒把福音传给他，他蒙恩的。
But John Wesley and those people with him in England saw something even more.
但是这一群在英国的弟兄们，卫斯理这一群弟兄们，他所看见的光又超过了前面的光。
He saw that the Lord not only saved us by grace, but would sanctify us by the Holy Spirit.
他不但看见了我们得救是靠着恩典，更是再进深一步看到主借着他的圣灵来把我们成圣了。
And so in those days, there was in a measure a recovery of this understanding of the sanctification by the Holy Spirit and holiness in the Christian life.
所以借着这位弟兄神给他的一个亮光，他就开始传我们每一个基督徒透过圣灵把我们成圣，然后我们能够再进一步。
And so in terms of the tabernacle, it would be as if we could say John Wesley recovered the truth, the reality of the laver beyond the brass altar.
所以用会幕的语言来表达的话，那么这位弟兄卫斯理呢，就把我们整个基督徒的对这个会幕的认识从铜祭坛又来到了这个洗濯盆。
And then a century later, we know that the brethren, these men, began to gather together, and God showed them some light from heaven.
然后又过了一百多年，就有另外一群的弟兄，我们今天称他为弟兄们，他们又得到一些新的光、新的启示。
And it's as if they recovered some of the articles in the holy place inside the tabernacle.
经过那个启示，他们就开始对在这一个会幕的圣所里面的一些家具所要表明的那个见证。
They discovered the preciousness of fellowship around the word of God, like the table of showbread.
这一群弟兄们先能够看见那一个弟兄在主里面能够彼此相交分享基督的丰富，这个就好像那个会幕里面的那个 陈设饼的桌子。
Now they would gather together to study the Bible.
他们聚在一起读经查经。
Usually some brother would open up and lead the time.
那有一些弟兄们会起来把这个聚会开始。
But they would practice what they called Bible reading.
然后他们就开始读经。
Which means all brothers and sisters can fellowship in light of the Word of God.
而这个读经是每一个参加聚会的每一位都有份于这个读经。
And they began to understand all brothers and sisters can take the Lord's table and brothers can administer the Lord's table. It's not a question of having to be a minister.
然后他们在这样的一个交通的里面就发现我们可以在一起有份于主的桌子，不需要有一个所谓的圣职人员来带，我们任何一个弟兄都可以来带的。
And in those days, the brethren received great light from heaven.
在那一些年代，这些弟兄们从神得到一个新的 很大的亮光。
Up until that time, the church had lost their vital understanding of the second coming of the Lord.
然后一直到那个时代的里面，很少人明白主耶稣第二次来的真理。
But these brothers and sisters gathered together began to understand that the Lord Jesus was coming soon, and the Lord shed light on the prophetic scriptures which had been lost to the church for the most part.
也在那一段时间里面，主特别让这一群弟兄们对主耶稣的第二次再来的启示有很深刻的理解。
Now.It's as if they had recovered as well the lampstand because they saw revelation in the Word of God.
So, 因着这个缘故，他们能够从神的话语里面看到新的光，就像那一个在圣所里头的那一个金灯台的光照明出来。
Now, from these moments of recovery that we all know about, we should learn two lessons.
在这样的不同的时代，神借着这些不同的弟兄们恢复了逐步逐步的真理，我们要得两个功课。
One, recovery can only happen when there is light from heaven on reality.
神复兴的工作只有在我们有弟兄们从神得着一个光，看见什么是属灵的实际。
When men and women see the truth, they manifest a reality in body life that comes from heaven.
只有当弟兄姊妹从神得着这个启示的光，然后这一群人把这个光再发表出来，活在这个教会中，这个就是神就恢复了。
You see, we can talk about doctrines all we want.
我们可以在理论上来谈很多很多的教义。
But when saints are living in the reality of these things,It's so precious, the fellowship together.
但是跟如果有一群的人真正活在神这个启示的光中，那是更加的宝贵。
Jesus said in the Gospel of John, I am the light of the world.
主耶稣在马太在约翰福音里面做见证，他说我是这世界的光。
He who follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
那跟从我的人就不在黑暗里走，他们要看见生命的光。
Now Jesus wasn't just talking about his earthly days. He is our light.
主不是仅仅说到他在地上的日子，乃是他本身一直是光。
There's nothing more precious than walking in the light of life.
所以能够行在这个生命的光中是首要之事。
How wonderful is the tabernacle when the lampstand is burning brightly with Jesus.
所以一个会幕如果能够看见这一个圣所里的这一个金灯台是这样明亮的照耀的时候，那一切都明清楚了。
Now the second lesson we also learn from these moments of history's recovery.
然后第二个功课，我们在历史中看到神恢复的工作。
There's a cost to maintaining this fellowship as we walk in the light.
要能够保持在这个光中的实际的时候，就牵涉一个代价的问题。
When people recovered something of truth, they usually had to pay a price.
当这些人愿意来恢复圣经中的一个光的启示，那这一群人必须对这个启示要付一定的代价。
They walked in the light and had fellowship with one another.
他们在这个光中来行走，能够与众人一起来分享这个实际。
But this meant obedience.
那这个要达到这个目标，你必须有一个顺服真理的心。
It meant confessing our sins.
这也就必须要我们彼此认罪。
It meant maintaining this unity of the Spirit.
然后要保守，竭力保守合而为一的灵。
Walking in the light is a humbling thing.
要行在光中是要让我们非常谦卑的。
And so when we look at this history of recovery, we see that man eventually became proud of what they knew.
但是我们回顾这样的一个漫长的恢复的历史，你就会发现人的软弱就是我们骄傲。
And what was light became doctrine, and what was doctrine became tradition.
神本来给我们的是启示的亮光，可是到了我们的手里，我们就变成一套教训。然后又把成这一套教训又变成一个传统。
And so we see, you can learn the truth about something.
所以我们能够看见，我们是可以对真理有所学习。
You can teach a doctrine.
然后你又把这个光把它当成一个教训来教导人。
But not practice the reality.
但是那个实际我们却不愿意付代价去操练。
If you look carefully at the wineskins of most denominations in this Christian world.
如果你注意看整个我们基督教这个里面所有的这一些不同的教派，他们的所形成的这个所谓的酒袋，这个酒囊。
You will see in these wineskins that most of them began as some light from heaven.
你看每一个这一个开始都是从天上有一个启示先下来的。
They saw the truth regarding baptism or regarding something.
啊，有的人看见受浸的真理。
But now all we see is a wineskin.
但是今天我们回来看这些事情都变成了一个旧皮带。
But where's the life?
生命没有了。
There's a shadow there. Because in those tabernacles, there's still some shadow of the truth.
在这一些的里面，我们看到的都是一些真理的，好像那个影子。
And so this brings us to our own humbling truth.
所以你看到这些历史的事实，就让我们在神面前必须谦卑。
The best of God's people.
神的百姓有一个非常最好的动机。
Even when they saw light from heaven,
他们看见天上的光,
were only able to build a shadow of that which is in heaven.
而我们尽我们最大的努力，充其量也不过是天上的一个影儿。
We need to be humbled about this.
所以你越看见这件事情，你就越应该谦卑在神的面前。
We become very satisfied with where we're at.
我们常常以我们今天所有的为满足了。
But surely it's far below what the Lord desires.
但是你真正跟神所要的还差得远嘞。
The scriptures say that we see through a dark glass.
圣经告诉我们，我们是今天从一个镜子看不清楚的镜子。
What we have seen has only been a shadow, something we see, it's true. It has a correspondence with heaven.
我们常常看到了一些光，但是这个只不过是个影儿，跟天上有关系。
But it's only partial.
那只是一个部分。
We need to see more.
我们需要看见的更大。
You remember when Jesus met that blind man and laid his hands on him and said, Now, do you see?
你记得主耶稣有一次医治一个瞎子，他按手在他的身上，问他：“你看见什么？”
He said, "I see men walking as trees."
那个瞎子就说：“我看见人走路像树一样。”
Now we see the tabernacle.
我们今天看那个天上的 会幕。
But it's blurry.
但是是一个模糊不清的样子。
There's still some more things to see. We need a second touch.
我们需要神带我们有第二次的看见。
When we look back at the reformers, we can see from our perspective now.
今天我回头看那些改教的人他们所做的我们今天看的好像很清楚。
Because as we come to the last days, the Lord is recovering things that are ours if we will see them.
所以主已经在历史里头不断地做恢复的工作我们今天回头看很清楚。
So when we look at Martin Luther, he recovered this matter of justification by faith.
所以从马丁路德弟兄身上我们看到的是他神借着他恢复了因信称义这个真理。
But he still kept things that were in the shadows. The Lord's table was still a sacrament of superstition. And baptism was still child baptism. Things were not seen. Only partial did he see.
所以在那个时代他看到了这个部分的真理可是另外不管像这个主的桌子或者说是受洗都是还是老传统都是天主教里面的东西。
Now, we believe the Lord's going to return very soon.
我们都相信主回来很近了。
But if he tarries,
如果他还单言,
perhaps 100 years, people will look back on us and say, oh, they saw something, but look, they didn't see this.
但是如果主单言还有100年后回头看我们这一群人的话那他们会有一个感觉说哦他们看到了一些东西但是其他还有很多东西也没看到。
Now, we look back on history and say, oh, look at that, look at that.
今天我们回头看历史也是同样的他们怎么有一些东西就看不见呢
That's why we need to ask this question.
所以我们就要问一个问题。
Have we seen the reality of what the Lord's already done in the church from heaven?
这个问题乃是说我们到底看见主在天上那个实体里头是清楚的吗
We pray the Lord will give us much light this week.
所以我们祷告主在这一个礼拜给我们每一个人有光。
It's so wonderful that we can study this matter of the tabernacle together.
实在感谢主给我们这个机会能够一起来思想这个真帐幕的事。
We need a spirit of wisdom and revelation to see the reality that the Lord is pressing for.
我们有一个极大的需要这个智慧与启示的灵能够把这一个神的光看得清楚。
Now if we see something of the reality, are we willing to walk in that light?
那另外一面来就是说当神把这一个天上的实体启示给我们的时候我们愿不愿意付一个代价来走上去呢
Think of these dear Hebrews being written to by our writer here.
想一想希伯来书这一个作者所写的
How the Lord was speaking to them about seeing him and his heavenly work and to draw near into the Holy of Holies.
主借着这位作者把一个极大的光启示给我们神有一个心愿就是让我们能够进入幔内
But they had to be willing to go outside the camp in order to follow Jesus
但是为了能够真的走上这个进入幔内的生活他又必须出到营外
That was a high price for these Jewish believers to pay
所以要能够出到营外对犹太人来讲他必须付极高的代价
And we must meet our Lord outside the camp of any kind of denomination, any kind of movement understanding, any kind of tradition that would hinder the reality in our midst.
所以今天如果我们要进到那个真理的实体里头去，我们就必须有一个愿意付任何的代价，不管是离开这个宗派，离开传统，离开这一切。拦住我们的这个营，那这样我们能够在营外真正遇见这位主。
So I make this statement. There is something very precious to be seen regarding the tabernacle and the high priest in heaven.
这一次的聚会，如果我们能够看见这一个真帐幕与在真帐幕里的这一位大祭司，这是非常宝贵的一件事。
Do we want to see it?
你愿意看见这一个启示吗?
And if you are here and you have been somebody who has seen something in the past, do you desire
a second touch.
在我们中间，可能你有好多人是参加好多次这样的特会，你看见过一些事情，你愿意再一次更大的启示吗？
Even now, before the Lord Jesus comes back, there may be yet something more He wants to recover of reality to add into the New Jerusalem.
主回来的日子很近，但是我们深深的相信，主仍然在这个剩下不多的时间里面，要把一些他要得到的那个能够带到那个真帐幕里头去。
What further thing does he want to recover?
那神要恢复的什么呢？
Maybe something the younger generation will see.
可能我们中间的年轻人你要看见一个光。
It won't be some novel, some strange doctrine.
不会是一个很稀奇的教训。
Whenever there was recovery, all that happened was that that which was in shadow as we read the scriptures comes alive and we see the reality.
所有神在历史中所做的这些恢复的真理的工作，这些其实都不是新的，只是被好像放在一个阴暗的地方，你读没读没读懂过，可是光来了以后，这阴暗被赶掉，光就出来了。
Now our Lord Jesus graciously came and stood among the seven churches in Asia and shone the lampstand.
所以你在启示录里面第一个意象你看到的就是主来到这个七个金灯台中间行走，那是代表的小亚细亚的七个教会。
Shall we ask him to come in our midst and light the lampstand?
那今天我们是不是愿意这样祷告？主啊，求你在这个时候来到我们中间，把这个光照亮给我们。
There may be exposure. There may be correction.
神可能要打开一些东西，暴露一些事情，也要我们去跟随他。
Surely, repentance.
应该在神的面前一定有一个悔改。
And life.
然后有生命。
Oh, I desire his life.
我们多么渴望他的生命。
There can be nothing more precious. Our consolation is, though we have to walk on this earth, even in an earthly imperfect tabernacle, the life of Christ in our midst is consolation.
所以今天我们每一个人虽然是这样的不完全，我们在这个地上来为他做见证，那在这个所有的不完美中，一个最宝贵的就是他的生命能够借着我们来发表，这是我们在神面前的安慰。
So as we go through these wonderful times of ministry,
我们在这一次有这样奇妙的聚集在神的面前。
Let's not come with spiritual satisfaction.
我们不是带着一个自我满足来到神的面前。
Let's come with spiritual hunger.
我们乃是来到神面前带着一个饥渴慕义的心。
Only the Lord can shed his light upon us.
只有主自己能够把他的光赐给我们。
And we pray as our dear brothers come up and share with us that the Lord will shed his light upon us and give us life.
所以我们大家迫切该有迫切的祷告，乃是说主借着这些不同的弟兄们来讲主的话的时候，神的光就借着这一个就向我们启示出来。
Lord, we have tasted and seen that you are good.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，我们尝到主恩的滋味是美好。
We have touched your reality from the heavenly courts.
我们被天上的这一个真帐幕的光实际来摸着我们。
And we long to dwell in your courts.
我们何等渴慕住在耶和华的殿中。
To inquire of the Lord.
然后来向神求问。
To meditate in his presence.
来在你面前默想。
And we ask as we would come together this week.
我们祷告这个礼拜我们聚集在你面前。
You would open our eyes.
你开我们的眼睛。
Touch us with reality.
用天上的实际摸我们。
And restore the tabernacle.
恢复你的见证，你的帐幕。
Revive thy work.
恢复你的工作。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。